Sometimes I took my camera to the beach and took photographs of some of the boats that went by. I took photographs of the birds on the cliffs. There were other small islands near our island, and boats with tourists stopped at them. But no boat stopped at our island. They kept away from the dangerous rocks. Tony was right. The island did not have visitors. One day, I was walking back to the house and had my camera with me. I stopped and looked at the big house. Mr. Duncan was working in the garden in front of it. At first, he didn't see me. "I'm going to take a photograph of the house," I thought. "The sun is in just the right place, and it will make a good picture." I looked at the building through my camera and took the photograph. Mr. Ross was coming out of a door. He was in my picture too, and he looked angry. "That's all right," I thought. "It's still a good photograph." But Mr. Duncan was running across the grass. He came quickly up to me and said,
"Give me your camera."
He looked very worried. "What's wrong?" I asked in surprise. I gave him the camera.
"Never take photographs of Mr. Ross," he said.
And then he opened the back of my camera and took out the film.
"Hey, what are you doing?" I said. "You'll spoil my film."
But he didn't stop.
"Sorry,"
he said, and he put the film into his pocket.
"But no pictures of Mr. Ross. He doesn't like people to take pictures of him."
Mr. Ross was watching us. He saw the camera, and he saw Mr. Duncan take out the film. But he said nothing. Then he turned and went back into the house. Later, I told my mother about Mr. Duncan and the camera. "He spoiled my film," I said.
"I don't understand," she said. "Why did he do that?"
"I don't know," I said. "But there's something strange about Mr. Ross." About a week later, I finished work early one day and came back to the house. My mother was working in her small room next to Mr. Ross's office. Mrs. Duncan was in the kitchen. Greta Ross was painting in her room upstairs. I went to my room and began reading a book. I was sitting beside the window. After half an hour, I got tired of reading. I looked out at the rain and the grey sea and the rocks between the trees. "My book isn't very interesting," I thought. I got up and went out of my room. I walked along the passage and turned a corner. Then I saw the door at the end of the passage. There was a large plant in a plant pot outside the door. "Where does that door go?" I thought. "I haven't seen it before." I remembered the face at the window in my first week on the island. "Perhaps it's the door to that room," I thought. I walked along to the door and turned the handle. The door didn't move. It was locked.
"What are you doing?"
said a voice behind me. I turned round quickly and saw Greta Ross. She looked angry.
"That room is private," she said.
I'm sorry, I said. I didn't...
Stay away from there,
she told me. I told my mother about the locked door. What's behind it? I said. Is it a secret?
I don't know, said my mother. It doesn't matter. Mr. Ross can have locked rooms if he wants them.
I think he does have secrets, I said. There's something strange about him. There's something strange about this island. Somebody isn't telling us something. Something important. My mother laughed. Stop playing detective, Carol, she said.